This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, class, this is your captain speaking, John Reagan. it's been interesting. I got an email from Vincent on Sunday asking if I'd like to take over the show while he takes care of some of his farming chores. And I said, sure. And said this would be a good opportunity to get some of the people from Hear the Watchman on the air, and that's upcoming. And today's guest is not one of the speakers, but somebody I was introduced to by one of my Hear the Watchman associates. And it's going to be one of the more disturbing shows that we've done here. And I'd like to add, if you normally listen with young children present, today is not that show. You either want to put on some headphones or listen at another time that's more private. While it's not graphic, the subject is one that I don't think you'd want to try to explain to young children. In my opinion, it's probably something you should be talking with your teenagers about, and as a parent, you would have to decide whether or not you want them listening. And I've not touched on this much myself. It's a huge topic that's constantly changing, and this gets into they've put a gate on it because of the association that pedophiles use for hiding what they're doing by using pizza references. And it's something that's not new. It's something that, you know, those of us that don't engage in this type of activity, in polite conversation, just don't talk about. Before we get in there, I do want to give you an idea of some of what we do have upcoming. I'll have Derek Gilbert on Friday from Skywatch TV, and I was looking at some of what he's going to cover, and that's going to be outstanding as well. Next week, I'll have Pastor Casper McLeod on with me Monday, and the second hour of Tuesday will be Pastor Carl Gallup's. And today, our guest is John Green. Welcome to USA Prepares, John.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, why don't you tell us how you got into researching this area?
Well, pretty much it was something that I had been looking into as far as the WikiLeaks, emails and the releases around the election time. A lot of this stuff came out, talking about, Trump and Hillary and all that. So I started looking into what was written in the email specifically from, you know, the Podesta emails, and then there was the DNC emails. And, you know, when you start to, you know, connect dots, a lot of things just seem to fall into place and in very obscure places. You know, you had mentioned pizza, and it's really a strange thing. I've, you know, never heard of this, but then when you start looking at all our the celebrities, you know, Miley Cyrus and Macaulay Culkin and these, you know, different people that push this whole pizza meme, it's very, it's strange. Yeah, it's just really bizarre. When you start looking at the FBI, what they use for their symbols, like more what rather what pedophiles would use for symbols, a lot of these things are all connecting into this pizza theme. And one of the things that I really, really was surprising was when this whole thing broke, this whole story, there was a company called Best of Pizza that had actually changed their logo immediately. And they changed their logo from a pizza-looking symbol that was actually used by the, you know, the FBI has an alert towards, you know, what it indicates pedophilia. They immediately changed it to something else. That's kind of strange, you know, and it's just another piece of this whole puzzle. So, you know, that just warrants more investigation, makes you look a little closer, and there's so many people looking at this. That's what really amazes me, is that there's so many people looking, but yet mainstream media doesn't talk about it. Either they're afraid to, or they're somehow silent.
Well, we can look throughout history, and in the elite class, there's been a history of all kinds of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and pedophilia. And that has been brought forward into modern times as well. I just saw a headline yesterday that there may be 30% of Congress that are involved in this type of activity. Speculation that those that do seek higher office are put into compromising positions so that they're more easily controlled. And I tend to believe that, whether it's, you know, the pedophilia side or something else, you notice how when people get into office, they tend to do what their masters tell them to do and don't stray too far off the reservation.
One of their blackmails, you know, or, you know, they get into this kind of thing and then it's used, you know, down the road as blackmail to make sure they behave a certain way or vote a certain way or do a certain thing. I believe there's a woman, she had talked about her husband, I don't recall her name. He was in the Navy, and she went on and did interviews about how they kind of indoctrinate you into this club, so to speak, where, you know, they try to appeal to whatever your desires might be and then encourage you along those lines. But then once you take the bait, then you're in. And in her, you know, instance, her husband was, you know, just, you know, appalled, and he didn't want anything to do with it. And she said his career just stopped. You know, people below him got promoted above him, and just, you know, that's just kind of the way they keep the power structure in place to, you know, further this whole the agenda.
And we know there's a lot of investigations going on. Some arrests have been made. It's going to be very interesting to watch, because if Trump is successful in cleaning house, you may see a lot of this bubble to the surface rather quickly. And there's some names we're going to be using today that it's established and, you know, what they've done. There's other names that we have seen. WikiLeaks, you know, emails that they've done that may not show wrongdoing, but they are suspicious and, you know, we would say deserve investigation. So those names.
You're absolutely right. The emails don't really prove anything. You know, they prove associations and their conversations, but it's not like we're saying, oh, this proves guilt or anything else. It would warrant, you know, looking into.
So I just want to make that clear as we discuss it. It's suspicious. Again, some of the people that are the associates, we know some of their background, like Bill and Hillary Clinton. If you've been following USA Prepares back during the early campaign season, we had him on for several shows, and he was a Clinton insider and told some of the escapades of Bill and Hillary, and of course, a number of the women Bill has used and abused have come out ever since when he first ran for office. So some of those things are known. We know some of the associates. What we don't know is exactly what everybody's done. And I just want to make sure, we can't say that they are involved in this just from what we see, but like we say, there's some things that are certainly suspicious, and at least in our opinion, warrants further investigation.
Yeah, I know you said you would say about associations. Looking at, there's a lot of people that are convicted, like Jeffrey Epstein, Dennis Hastert, and these people are close friends with the people that are, being looked at or that are very suspicious. Again, it's not guilt by association, but at least it kind of shows a almost like a proclivity, like in a sense, if a person is into classic cars, you would think you would have pictures of classic cars on the wall. If a person is into airplanes and flying, you'd have it will be about flying. So when you see people that have pictures of cannibalistic activities on their wall and things like that, you kind of wonder what the guy's into. And when they hang around with other people that have been convicted of pedophilia, you kind of have to make an assumption that they've got something in common.
Whether it's actually that activity or something else. Some of these pieces of art, whether they're paintings or statues, are just utterly bizarre. This is John Rager and John Green. We'll be back. If my mouth is full, cooperate, we'll be back after this break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost, we won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie, goblins in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. RevelationTheMovie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miss John Reagan at the control today with John Green. And let me just quickly repeat something in case you're just joining us. Today's show is not suitable for young children. So if you normally listen by speaker in front of your children, don't do that today. Either put on headphones or listen to this on the podcast at a later time when they're not likely to hear it. We're working on the subject of pedophilia as it relates to our current environment here. And when you start looking at this, it builds quite a tapestry. And what we hope to do with today's show is to build that tapestry for you so you've got a picture of where things currently stand. And hopefully this will also help you protect any children or grandchildren you have, as well as make you more aware of some of the things behind the scenes in the political environment, the entertainment environment, and ultimately this ends up getting into the good old spiritual environment with a character that, unfortunately, according to one survey, 60% of Christians don't believe in, and that is Satan. So, John, where would you like to start this? There's a number of pieces to this puzzle, and It's kind of, you just need to start somewhere and build it out, like building a jigsaw puzzle.
I really like your flow there. That's good. I think what you just touched on is perfect. We're talking about the entertainment business and the people that they get into this, you know, these positions of high influence. You know, one of the most recent ones was the Super Bowl halftime show. You look at the last few years, who's been doing the Super Bowl halftime shows? These people have one connection. Well, first of all, the symbolism in the shows is very biblical, satanic. It's a lot of it is reflecting this type of culture that you're talking about. But they all seem to connect to one person, this Marina Abramović, who I've never even heard of. But apparently she's this artist in New York City, and she's has this art institute, and you know, they pass things off as art, and we're supposed to just accept it as like it's either a reflection of the culture or this artist's vision. But the vision's pretty sick. I mean, it's really not a good image. And these people, they seem to connect with her, and they reflect her image. Now, what you do is, if you look at her and her history, you know, you go back 30, 40 years, what made her her? And she's put out a series of videos that she's, you know, documented her work and her beliefs. And again, it's all this, you know, pentagram, satanic stuff. When you look at what she's all about, she's about this religion from a person named Aleister Crowley, who was a known Satanist. He was a very, you know, he's supposedly the wickedest man on earth or alive or something. That was his title. And again, so she's reflecting his religion, called Lima, and now she's passing this on through artists that are influencing our culture and our kids and just people in general. So you have to kind of look at that and say, what message am I getting from watching the show or you know, mimicking a hand signal and doing all this stuff. Like, what is this all about? I think one of the things to really look at is she did an art exhibit. It's called the Gala 2011, where she put on this big thing. There was like over 600 actors showed up, and she put on this presentation. And all you have to do is look at the pictures of that presentation. And you'll know in your heart of hearts it's just not right and it's not good.
This is John Ray with John Green. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour break.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Vince is probably outstanding in his field about now, taking care of farming duties. This is John Reagan. Just quickly repeat my disclaimer again. If you normally listen with small children, that's not the day to do it. Put on headphones or listen to the show at another time. John, please continue.
Yeah, I think we were talking about Marina Abramovic. She's got a video that she had put out. It was called Spirit Cooking. And, since this all came out, I think she's pulled down the video. But there's other people who have mirrored it and reposted it. I think if everyone were to look at that and to get an idea what kind of like what she's about, what these people are kind of into, it shows a clear path. And like I said, that goes back to Aleister Crowley, to Satanism, to the whole thing. And the spirit cooking is actually mentioned in those emails, in the WikiLeaks emails. And I think that's like a big connection there, because when you see what people are into, and it all involves, you know, little kids and this kind of a sense of evil, it's definitely cause for alarm. And like you had said earlier, you know, we want to do this to protect kids and to protect people who are unaware that this kind of stuff exists. So that's kind of the purpose of bringing all this out. And as painful as it is, and no one wants to really look at it, you kind of have to, because it's part of the reality of the world we live in.
Now, I talked about the spirit cooking when the information came out. And in case you missed that show, it includes bodily fluids like what women discharge at that time of the month, and what men excrete during an orgasm. So it's really disturbing type stuff for those of us that are not into that type of thing.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, that she actually said that these were recipes that were taken from Aleister Crowley's book. So in one breath, she says, I'm not a Satanist, I'm just an artist. In another breath, she says, well, yeah, but I take the recipes from this known Satanist and I practice them in my house. She then says, someone had asked her, what's the difference between art and, you know, Satanism, or, you know, what you're doing. And she originally had said that, well, art, if it's in a gallery, then it's art. So anything's fair game. But if you're doing it in your home, well, then it's a whole, then it's something else. But she's admittedly doing it in her home. So what's the, you know, what are we supposed to conclude from that? Well, at a minimum, it requires, or it people should be looking into this. Whether agencies should be looking into it, anyone should be looking into this, because it's important when people like this are shaping the culture that we're all living in and watching on TV and, you know, going to sporting events and all that kind of stuff. So that's, you know, it fascinates me, the tie-in between the whole Satanism thing to this issue. And it's actually interesting that in the past, I don't know, few weeks, we've had all these arrests of pedophiles. And in pedophile rings, and it's not on the mainstream media. I mean, 474 people in California, and yet you don't really see that on Fox News or any of them. I find that really interesting.
It's not too surprising with our bought and paid for news, just like our bought and paid for politicians. You won't see a lot of information that we talk about on the news simply because they cannot afford to speak anything that goes against or puts their advertisers in a bad light. And because that's where most money comes from, you know, it's not like PBS where they get a good deal from the public. And even that, you know, they've got the foundations that have connections to some interesting people. But when you back that up a step to the boardroom and you get into the interconnections between all these large companies, and plus now we're down to just six major media companies owning like 90% of the market, it's not surprising you end up with this controlled conversation, especially when it relates to pedophilia, because that gets into the area where even some pretty radical people draw the line. John?
Yeah, that's very true, and you have to wonder if there's only five companies or six companies that are controlling it, not to mention the newsprint and the news media. And then you have all the local affiliates who are, again, under that umbrella. Why would that be off limits to report on unless there was somebody that was high up that was either connected to it or involved, you know, in personally involved. So you don't know. I mean, we don't know. But, you know, it's a good thing that we still have the Internet, which is a free and open exchange of information. Now, you do have to decide what, you know, what is true, what's not true. But that's all part of the deal. We have to use our common sense and judgment. And that's the thing. If you trust, you know, one of the major companies and they're obviously omitting certain things, then you can't trust the mainstream media. You know, so you have to use your own common sense.
Well, even on the Internet, it's tough because you've got large companies like Google, which also has YouTube. If Google doesn't include you in their search rankings, you might as well not exist. And with YouTube and also Twitter and Facebook, if they don't like the topic, you either get your account suspended or you get so far down in the conversation that nobody would ever see it.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd noticed. I had done a few keyword searches on, I think it was Bing and Yahoo, and I got a certain set of results. When I went to Start Page, which is kind of like a Google search, it came with a whole different set of hits. And so you have to think that, well, somebody is actually filtering these results. And it's not like I had some kind of, you know, adult filter off or anything like that. It was just... But it's interesting how they're keeping searches now from, you know, from coming back with the correct, you know, information. So I'm actually surprised that a Google search would, you know, produce the hits that I was looking for. But sure enough, it's still there. That's how I would encourage everybody to look, you know, do the research while you can, because it looks like things are systematically being shut down, filtered, controlled, and it's important at least to get the information out. You know, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, you know, normally Dr. Sheely is here on Wednesdays. He's traveling, and that's why we're double subbing today. And even in the medical field, you've got a similar problem. There's a medical database out there. But if a study has a result that is not favorable, you tend to not see that study in the database. So even if a doctor is trying to do research to educate themselves, it's difficult to do. And in fact, a lot of the education they get is from the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah. First off, you got the conflict of interest there. And secondly, when you start digging into the pharmaceutical companies, boy, you actually start making an offshoot from what we're talking about today. Because back in the 1920s, the medical schools got a lot of money from people like the Rothschilds. And the at that point, the curriculum was controlled and went into what we're used today with all of the pharmaceuticals.
That's, you know, yeah, like you just said, and back to the Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, the guy was into holistic medicine, but yet he funded X-ray technology, major hospitals. They created the quack files to demonize the people that were into holistic medicine. And when you look at the connections between the AMA and pharmaceutical companies and their lobby groups and who they are giving money to, you're right. That's exactly why they push this whole mantra of, oh, well, the answer to everything is a drug. I mean, it's something like 50% of the country is now on some form of drug maintenance, which is insane. I mean, we've never had that. And there's plenty of countries where people aren't on any drugs and they're fine. So,
and here in America, you know, how many of our young children are on these, you know, severely mind-altering drugs?
Yeah, very true. Very, very good point. And children, like you said, I mean, even in before high school, junior high, kids are going on drugs because they're diagnosing everything as a disorder. And so what they'll do is they'll put you on one drug, and then of course, you'll have a reaction, so they have another drug to sell you now. And then the insurance company pays and pays for it, so now it's not costing me that much or anything. So then you go on another drug, and it's just this perpetuating of this cycle that there's almost no getting off of, unless you have to really, first of all, you have to be aware of it, and then you have to try and go through a lot to get off of these drugs. So, and then that's that. Then there's vaccines. That's a whole other issue, but it's all connected. And so people just have to be aware. They have to see that there are alternatives, and they have to be careful of the diagnoses. When you have doctors in the AMA telling doctors, oh, here, this is how you treat, whatever symptoms, it should be up to that doctor to do the research and say, well, do I really make that connection that's something that requires a drug, or maybe it's something in the kid's diet or a person's diet?
It's John Reagan, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. And I took a peek during the break. There was a show on Hagman & Hagman Thursday, January 19th. And hours 2 and 3 was a former Satanist. And that's a show I would recommend you listen to. It's disturbing as well. And he talks about sacrifices and also how even people in his church, which was a Baptist church, high-level people, were part of his coven. So it's a this whole spiritual warfare aspect of what we're talking about is very real, and your church may be more involved than you want to believe. John, we have about 5 minutes this hour. Which part of this puzzle do you want to address during that time?
I like what you just brought up. I think that's a very, very big part of it. When I started looking into the Church of Satan was started by Anton LaVey, I guess back in the 60s. And if you look at all the symbols, all the everything that they stand for, it's kind of what we're seeing today. It's just back then it was underground. And so that was like a very, almost like a secret, you know, sect or cult. But then projected today, we're doing the same symbols, and now it's all going mainstream. And it's mainstream in our entertainment industry and everything. But when you trace it back to that, you have to focus on what it's about to understand what today's is about. Because today, everything is being pushed off as, oh, it's just the culture, it's just, you know, fun, it's this, it's that. But when you look at the original intent back in the 60s, it's the same thing. And actually, Satanism isn't so much the worshiping of Lucifer, it's the worshiping of yourself. And when you start looking at that, you look into Aleister Crowley, you know, Doest Thou Wilt, They're all saying the same message. Don't worry about anything. Just do what you want to do. Marina Abramovic has a thing. Just, you know, do it. You know, Nike, just do it. You know, everything is like, do things without the repercussions. Don't worry about the repercussions. Just do what you want to do. And it's easy to sell that to people. It's easy to sell, you know, the concept of greed and get as much money as you can and do, you know, do anything you need to succeed. And that's the problem, because when you take the moral conscience out of it, then what do you really have? You have this endless pursuit of money, power, fame, pleasure. And, but to what end? You know, you hurt people along the way. And that's kind of what Church of Satan was about, and of course even before then, but, and that's where it's going today. So where the only measure of success is how much money you have, how much powerful, how much fame, and it, you know, it's empty. But that's the big lie. That's what we're sold. So it, when you trace back the roots, it's a lot easier to understand the current culture rather than to just look at today's culture and try to figure out what they really mean, because it's all just history repeating itself.
And some of these families are, you know, multi-generational witches. And, you know, what they will do is they'll choose a young woman, take her out of school. They'll bring in a wizard from another coven, impregnate her, and they'll use their own midwife. And so this baby has, you know, no recognition to the world, and they will use that baby for a sacrifice.
Yeah, that's, I think Kathy O'Brien talks about that. There's a bunch of people. It's actually funny when you, well, not funny, but when you look at these old shows like Oprah Winfrey, and they have, you know, Satanists that are brought on and people that, you know, escaped cults. Listen to what they say, and they're saying the same thing, but it was back in the 70s or 80s when we didn't really know, or most of us weren't aware of what this was all about. You know, you'd see a show and you'd say, you know, oh wow, it's just bizarre. It's like, it's horrible this happened to this person, but we didn't realize how prevalent it was in, you know, and actually globally, not just the United States, but globally. And that's the crazy part about it too. When you start looking at all these things that are happening in Europe, Australia.
John, hold on right there. This is John Raven. We'll be right back after this top of the hour break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.